broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
It was pretty good, especially because Barlow's was finally here.
I'm here, okay. Man. I made it. I made it back, bro.
After I don't know how many weeks, bro.
Dude, I think it's been like 3 weeks.
Really?
Weeks maybe, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The last time I recorded was like the week before we left.
Right
Mexico.
Before, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I wasn't going to come back right after.
Yeah.
You know, I got shit to do, bro.
Come on.
I'm busy.
What the fuck?
How'd you like Mexico, bro?
It was fun.
Yeah?
The only problem was fucking hot as fuck.
It was hot.
And These people don't believe in fucking AC.
Wow. Oh, shit.
So, your place didn't have an AC?
No. They had windows.
You guys stayed in an Airbnb or
what? Yeah, right? That's a mistake, man. We don't need to stay in Airbnb at 44.
Ever again.
Wait,
man.
Question. Who got the Airbnb?
We will not say the name.
Okay.
Rhymed with
Illy.
Dude, starts with C, ends with Ulma.
Wait, okay. didn't you guys rant about this shit before and you guys said the same thing you would never let her choose again?
Well, I think that was me.
Oh, okay.
That was him, yeah.
And that was us having a conversation. It wasn't recorded.
No, I think it was recorded.
Now, okay, well, now we're recording it.
Now
it's fucking
now
real.
That's official.
She is fucking banned.
Hey, because it should say on there if it have AC.
She did.
No, it did not have AC.
So she got it without it?
Well, yeah.
That's a bad come on.
I was completely fucking against it. And they were like,
It'll be
okay. No, it won't be that bad.
No.
And then I fucking knew in the back of my fucking head that no, it was not going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then I kept track of the fucking weather, and every fucking day, 90, 92,
fuck
100.
I would have belled out, bro.
They were like, oh, well, it's a three-story house, this and this. Okay, well.
Yeah, he rises.
You got the one on top.
And like, give me the fucking room on the fucking bottom floor.
Basement.
I will fucking sleep in that fucking room. So, you know, I mean, all of our fucking horrors fucking came true. And, you know, never again.
Could you sleep in this heat?
You know what? Luckily, I had a fan.
Okay, so ceiling
I had,
fan.
I had
right?
No, it was a fucking stand.
Oh, stand a fan.
It was a guy fucking going like this.
He's like, I like Salvadorans. So luckily, I had a fan. Otherwise, there's no fucking way I was going to be able to sleep, bro.
And
no
was it humid or was it hot?
No, it was hot. Just hot.
Yeah.
It was
hot.
Yeah. But I run fucking hot already, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was killing me, man. And then we went to the fucking to the pyramids. What was it called?
Tenochtitlan?
Something.
I really don't remember
the name. Yeah,
one of those Indian words.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are they? They're not Native Americans. What are they?
They're
Aztecs, Mayans.
They're Aztecs. Yeah. Aztecs.
Indigenous. One of those indigenous words. So we went to the fucking pyramid. Obviously, at those pyramids, there's no fucking tree covering because they want you to be able to see everything.
Yeah.
Right.
So the sun's like fucking beaming down at you, man. Dude, I wasn't that miserable.
Did you climb the pyramid?
No, you're not allowed to.
Oh, you're not allowed to climb it?
Nah, not anymore.
Oh, shit.
There isn't one area where you are able to climb up, but, you know, it's not that high.
So. Oh, okay.
Otherwise, they beat you. I don't know if you've ever seen.
You get to the top and they beat you.
Yeah. And then, they call the eclipse in and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen.
No wonder you guys caused the eclipse?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, white people have gotten beat up. Like for being disrespectful, like
that was that one woman that fucking climbed Chichen Itza.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
I mean, why the fuck would you do that?
She got up high too, man.
Idiot.
A what?
She got up really high.
No, she went all the way up.
Yeah,
they let you. White privilege lets you get all the way to the top.
Yeah, but when you come down, that's when you get beat.
Everybody's fucking beating her ass and throwing water at her.
Did they fuck her up? Yeah. I didn't see the video.
Somebody with a fucking stick hit her.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good. Natural consequence.
Exactly.
Would you guys be that angry?
Oh yeah, I would be, bro.
Really?
I think it was probably the people that worked there. No.
I totally would.
As a tourist, I'm like, I'm looking and I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. But if I'm working there, like, and I'm constantly daily going there to work, I might do something.
Yeah, exactly, man. First of all, it's it's a thing that you want to preserve because so many people go up there and start chipping away at rocks. They start tagging on it. They start doing dumb shit.
Yeah, the Spaniards.
The white people like you, bitch.
No. I like my people.
No, the other people too, man. Like tourists, they go up there and they try to take as much as they can as like a little memento and to like leave their mark when they kind of like they write their name on the wall or something. And like, you don't do that. That's fucking disrespectful.
But like the workers, that's their livelihood, right? Mm-hmm. Something happens to these, they close them because you did something stupid. Now they can't work.
Right.
So as in that way, I'm pissed.
Fuck yeah, bro. And you deal with this shit every day. There's a boiling point. Yeah. They got to get beat, bro. Yeah. They have to face the consequences.
Where would be your first body part that you would hit her?
Oh, the knee, bro.
You would go for the knee?
I go for the fucking knee. That's like the most sensitive part on the body.
You'd hit her with a stick?
Yes, and once they're down, then you go for the knee into the face. Boom!
Oh,
then,
this was aggressive.
I thought about this.
Yeah, remind me not to climb any pyramids around you.
I would have squeezed her left tip.
Probably like a purple titty or what do they call it?
Titty twister. A purple nurple.
Purple nurple.
Yeah. So it would have been like after the knee. Because now she's on the ground, so now it's easy to fucking grab her shit.
It's like, grab her, Barlow's. Yeah.
Barlow's going to climb one next time so he can beat. Like, oh, shit. Here we go. Let me grab my nipple.
Who's twisting my titty?
You know what? You guys should have caused an eclipse so you guys can get shade.
I know, man. But we didn't think ahead.
Nobody wanted to get sacrificed.
Well, did you have the whole time that you're hot, did you have like a face at this person at starts with C and Zulma?
Did I have a what?
Did you make a face at her or did you have a little nothing? I would have reminded her every fucking day.
No, there was no problem. He's the only one that had the problem with the heat.
I'm with him, though. If you run hot.
Yeah.
And there's no ventilation, only a fan that's throwing hot air at you.
Sure.
I would be bringing it up every couple minutes.
There's a solution.
We'll shower again because I'm fucking hot.
Yes, there's a solution, though. All you have to do is strip naked, bro. Yeah. And you just walk around.
Wouldn't you love it?
I'm just saying that's a solution if you don't like it.
No, it isn't because I run hot.
I don't get it.
No, man.
It can't be that hot.
I complained a couple of times. There were a number of issues with the place. The fucking water.
I mean, that's you're in Mexico, though. You're in Mexico.
So we ran out of water.
So they ran out of water the last night.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we get there, and then we turn on the faucets, and everything's gone, right? We couldn't even flush a toilet. Actually, we should flush the toilet one last time. Luckily, it was poop, and it went. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
And then in the morning, we were still dealing with the issue because it still wasn't on.
And this was in the city?
Yes, but the thing is, they have pumps. And we didn't know about the pump. So we turned it on for 30 minutes, and then we miraculously had water.
Oh.
So we were good. It's just the thing that we didn't have all the information.
Yeah. They didn't have a binder.
They're like, this is where you turn on the AC.
Here are the blankets for the cold AC.
I know, right?
You will be cold. Fuck. Imagine.
Dude, that would fucking suck. Man,
I would have been so fucking pissed off.
When you guys are leaving, like, it's like, right there and shit. Yeah. Oh, that would have been hilarious.
All of a sudden.
But this would have been avoided at a hotel?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, we would have saved a little bit of money and we would have been able to rent 6 apartments in the same building.
Right.
That kind of mirrored like a hotel.
Yeah.
You would have spent a little, like what? More? How much more?
Oh, no, less.
Less?
Right. A little less.
See,
less?
And,
yes.
And the thing
what
is,
the
and you didn't say shit.
Well,
you wanted you guys to be together.
You guys are hell bent on being together.
But that's the thing. That's why people get Airbnbs because people want to stay under the same roof.
No, but it's also cheaper sometimes.
I don't want to stay under the same roof.
Well, then why didn't you ever say anything?
Because you guys are the ones that are like, oh, let's get an Airbnb. You love Airbnbs. You're always talking about Airbnbs.
Yes, with AC.
Airbnb AC. You forgot the last two letters.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I forgot.
I'm like, the first fucking amenity that it should have checked off is AC.
I didn't know
if it doesn't have that checked off, you fucking move on.
I don't give a fuck how cheap it is.
AC,
especially
cool.
In the hot,
right?
In the middle of the fucking heat wave that they were having, I'm still tracking the heat now.
Yeah.
Look, he was so hell bent on getting out of there. He fucking went to Guadalajara where it was cooler.
Damn.
He just said, "Fuck this shit, I'm out of here."
I know.
He ran there.
He fucking ran.
I ran. I got a hotel with AC.
Holy.
With running water.
Yep.
I was fucking refreshed, bro.
Nice. You were cold and shit?
I know. I was like, ooh.
His balls said, I'm fucking out of here.
I need to cover up with these blankets, man.
Fucking sweatsuit and shit.
Dude. Dude, I know. I think that's why they were upset with me, because when I came back, I was fucking like walking like I just won the lotto.
All refreshed.
Like, man, you know what was great? Fucking Guadalajara was fucking amazing, man. It was fucking cold in the room. It was hot as fuck outside.
How far was Guadalajara from where you guys were?
It was like an hour 15-minute flight.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, oh, that's fucking like San Francisco.
Yeah. So, it was great. The Guadalajara is fucking beautiful, by the way.
The AC in the plane also fucking cold.
You know, the AC in the plane. You know, it's fucking comfortable.
Fool, asking, can I get 2 blankets, please? Thank you.
I was feeling rich, man. Shit. But overall, Mexico was fun. I mean, every time we go to Mexico, Mexico is fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good time. We experience different shit every time we go to a different state or a different city or whatever, you know?
Like, so. Did you like the grutas of Tacolgando?
What the fuck?
I know grutas, but I don't know about the Tacolgandos.
Yeah, what? That's,
is that what they're called?
Yeah, no. Las grutas de Tacolgando.
No. Bitch, you know what? Pause this shit.
Let me Google that shit.
What did I say?
Say it again.
What did I say?
Ask me that question again.
Did you enjoy las grutas de Tacolgando?
No.
Why not?
I like the grutas with the clean water.
That's what they are, yeah.
And nothing colgando.
No. Colgando.
She's like, I stay away from my colgando.
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, las grutas de tal colgando. Is that how you say it, right?
I don't even know how you say it.
De tal colgando.
That shit just sounds dirty. I'm not agreeing to anything.
Yeah. Oh, come on, guys.
I'm not cultured like that.
Look, it was beautiful, bro. Blue fucking waters, limestone, so many minerals.
How was the food?
It was fucking wonderful, too.
Grutas Tolantenco.
Tolantongo.
Tolantongo.
And what did I say?
Colgando.
Tan colgando.
And what is it?
Tolantongo.
And what did I say?
Tan colgando.
And what is it?
Tolantongo.
Huh.
Tolantongo.
Tolantongo.
That was way off.
Yeah.
Way off. That's why I was like, I don't know how to answer that.
That's like a fucking
Barlos's face was like, what the fuck?
I didn't have nothing hanging in my face.
That's like fucking Lake Titicaca and shit.
Oh, you know what? Let me talk about what. I have a rant.
Oh, here we go. No, what God the damn it. Fuck?
So we went to Tan Colgando.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a fucking, it's like a tradition, I guess. You know what? I'm going to call it a tradition at this point.
Okay.
So, you know, every time I go somewhere out of the country, especially with Mexico, I always have a beautiful new phone.
Right.
Fucking, I have like the best camera.
Sure.
We're taking all these amazing pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and people are like, oh, you should put a cover on it because, you know, if the water gets in it or mess up. No, my water's, my phone's water resistant. Blah, 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 you know. And then, you know, apparently what I didn't realize is if the water is a certain temperature, then there is no reason.
It doesn't resist.
It doesn't really resist too much. So by the time we got to the fucking grutas, the actual cave with the fucking waterfall, my phone was fucking dead.
Damn. Stop.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I was afraid. And I kept offering him like a bag or something. And he was like, no, I don't need it.
He was giving me a fucking grocery bag.
It was a grocery bag.
He's like, here, put this shit
from Vallarta.
No, from Oxxo.
How am I going to take pictures with this shit?
He's like, it's not even transparent.
Big black bag.
No, it
like all your pictures came out kind of dark,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they're all blurry.
You want to put this shit on my face?
That's fucked up. It worked, man.
Oh my god.
So wait, your phone didn't work the rest of the day, then, or it turned on later?
My phone fucking crapped out in the cave.
Fuck.
For the rest of the week?
No, for that. Well, I didn't have a phone for an entire day because I needed to fucking. We needed to get back to the city. I needed to go somewhere and buy a phone. So I ended up buying a phone. It was like $200 for another Android phone.
Okay.
So I had a temporary phone. At least because I had a chip. I have the SIM card because I have AT&T.
Oh, yeah. You've swapped it
out. I just swapped it out.
Maybe it overheated from your fucking room.
No, fool. No. It was the fucking water because I saw the fucking screen just, fucking.
His fucking apps are drowning and shit. The message, I'm like, I can't swim.
What are you doing, dude? So, I think it's a tradition for me now, man.
Yeah,
so,
I think so.
So I'm keeping the temporary phone.
That's a good
idea. Anytime we go
that's a great
to
idea.
Mexico, to like a water area, I'm gonna use that phone.
Or use the fucking plastic bag.
Shut up!
That Jarek is giving you.
It doesn't work.
Or invest in one of the little pouches.
That's what I was trying to give him, a little pouch with, the, with the thing.
You know, it's funny. I have like two of them at home. And you know what? What else? I have another fucking rant.
Oh my gosh.
So, we needed fucking water shoes at that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I have water shoes. I should have two pair of water shoes.
Oh, really?
At home.
And you took them with you?
No.
Oh.
They stayed at home.
Okay. Yeah.
Next to the pouches.
Next to the pouches. Yeah, I'm protecting my phone. Yeah.
And his extra phone. Go ahead.
Motherfuckers, man. So I was like, let me try this. Let me try to walk without shoes.
Oh, no.
Because
no.
It was because of the rocks,
really?
Or what?
The rocks. Gravel? And then where the pools are,
yeah.
The where you're walking, the gravel or the cement, it's kind of grooved. It's kind of let water go through.
Yeah.
So as you're walking, you know, my feet, my feet are, they're not blue collar feet.
No.
You know?
You have feet of like a 15-year-old.
Yeah,
I get you.
I have my feet are like as soft as like a baby's behind, bro. Yeah. So my feet could not take that shit. My feet were like, no, you're going to have to put your shoes back on. So I decided to use my shoes, my fucking Adidas, the ones with the highlighted green in the front of them.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorite shoes.
And you had to use them.
I had to use those. And by the time we were done with the grutas, those shits were fucked
You
up.
Ruined them?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I ruined them.
Bro.
So you ruined the phone.
And now I can't even fucking find them anymore.
Great.
I'm going to have to probably spend like fucking $1,000
I got you,
to
bro.
Buy them again.
Send me the link. I got you. I'll find them.
I can't find them.
Bro.
I'll find them.
Okay. All right.
We kept passing places where you could have bought water shoes.
I know.
Like 150 pesos, which is probably like $10 or something.
Yeah.
But somebody gave you guys the heads up that you would need water shoes or what?
Yeah. And we were passing up all these stores.
Did they only have like...
They're like, boom, water shoes, water shoes.
Barlow's talking shit, pussies.
You might need water shoes, Barlow's. It was like,
That should be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why they're selling water shoes.
There's pouches right there, too, for your phone.
I'll be fine. My phone's well made.
I'm from the USA, bitches. My phone is not from Nextel.
Oh, man. So, you know, learn two lessons, you know.
But the grutas were beautiful.
Yeah, they were fucking
You have pictures?
Amazing. Yeah.
Just kidding.
And you know what's funny?
What's that?
Fuck him. Because I do have pictures.
Oh, my man.
He does. He has a lot of good pictures.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
You know, because I have a good phone, they were backed up. So all the pictures that I took were saved. So I was able to send them.
But, like, if you go to this place, it feels like a place of healing, man.
Oh,
like, there were so many older, like, locals. And they were getting carried there. They were on their wheelchair. Like, it was
Did they drown?
No, they didn't drown.
That's because they were about to die.
Did they have water shoes?
They did have water shoes.
They're in a wheelchair. Why?
I don't know.
It crossed my mind to say, hey, you know, you're not walking. Can I have the shoes?
Can I have the wheelchair?
What size are you?
Like,
you should look for some kids to take their shoes.
Motherfuckers, man.
What the fuck?
It was this cave, and it was beautiful. Nice. And right in the middle, a big old waterfall was right through the ceiling.
Nice.
And people would just stand under there and just kind of just stay there for like a minute or two, like while the water's just pounding your head and shit. It was awesome, man. But you would see all these old people, and their expression on their face was as if, like, yes, I needed this.
Yeah.
You know?
That's beautiful.
It was pretty cool. It was cool.
That's like, beautiful, yes, bro.
Like, they're like my ancestors built this.
Yeah. And not only that, once you go through that cave, there was another cave that you go even deeper.
So the water is hot then, right?
It was hot springs.
That's beautiful, man.
That's fucking awesome.
Naturally hot.
Naturally hot.
Yeah. The water's hot.
Springs, hot springs. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So
yeah.
You get a lot of, you get relief from the heat when you're like in the shade too. I mean, and you know, it was a good time. The walk to the cave or to the grutas was a fucking bitch, though.
Yeah. If you look at that picture you just showed, like, obviously you're going to need shoes, dude. Like,
shut up, bitch.
I'm saying, like, it's not like, it's obvious. Did you have water shoes?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had water shoes, of course.
And you know what? And
we had baseball cleats and shit.
The crazy thing is I have really good water shoes, like, with a sole.
You don't have the cheap Walmart ones.
I have really good ones, and I fucking left them. I was fucking pissed.
If only you had space in your luggage, bro.
I had plenty of fucking
space. Fuck.
I just fucking forgot them, bro.
You should have worn them today just for the fuck of it.
I should have. You know what? For the rest of the week. Next week. You know
wear them to work.
Just in case there's a flood. You know, I have my water shoes, man.
But overall, what would you rate the trip?
If it wasn't hot, I would give it about a 9. But with the heat, probably about a 7.
Okay.
Did the Airbnb bring it down to a 7?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
It wasn't that bad. It was great.
Well, what would you rate it, Jerky?
Oh, man. See, there was just so much to do. So that's why I would rate it a 9.
Okay.
Because we did so much.
We didn't do a lot, though. I mean.
And the reason being was because of the traffic.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that was a lot of traffic.
And if you wanted to go to one side of the city, like, it's literally probably like 4 miles away. It took you half an hour.
And
that's what kind
of
killed it a little bit.
I'm going to say, I'm jealous of you guys, man. You guys have, it sounds like you guys have a little group that travels. Because you guys have gone to Mexico twice the last 2 times with Mexico, right?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, man, that's awesome. Like, yeah. I want to find a group of friends like that. Like,
well, I mean, you know.
Wait, nobody's invited me. Nobody's here. Nobody's invited me.
Yeah, but you don't drink, bro.
It doesn't matter.
No, you got to drink.
I have to drink. My wife can drink for me.
There you go.
And guess what? My wife is friends with. Starts with C and Zulma.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they're homies.
That's perfect, okay. Bro. That's perfect.
There you go.
Add me to the group chat.
Okay.
But you know what? Fuck.
Uh-oh. Wait.
A couple years.
Is there a problem?
My kids are 13. A couple years. Because we're going
to
be.
You trying to take your kids too?
No, we're not trying to take our kids. We're going to be empty nesters, and anywhere the fuck we want to go, we go.
There you go.
They're 13. By the time you're ready to go out with us, you're going to be like 50.
True.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out with you
50-year-old. He said, I don't want to.
You're 1 year older than me.
I'm 35.
Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad.
Fucking guy. He forgot my age. What the hell?
You boys like Mexico?
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
I think my wife would love shit like that. She loves, like.
You guys, it's fun.
No, but Chelly and her. Are good friends for a while. They work we all work together. Okay. So they're homies. They text each other.
Yeah, we've been trying to go.
It's different. His kids are small. His kids are small. But my kids, even if we went something like that, we would get babysitting. My mother-in-law lives in Downey, so
yeah, that's what I did with my daughter. Make sure she gets.
So, but now that they're at that age, it's perfect for us to be able to travel to stuff like that. Right. And I wouldn't want to take the kids because they wouldn't enjoy it as much, and it'd be like boring to them. But we went to Cancun a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to go to Chichen Itza and all this other shit, and the kids just wanted to be at the fucking pool. In the pool and at the beach, and we did that, and I felt like we could have done this shit in San Diego. We could have done this shit in fucking Palm Springs.
Right.
What's the point of coming all the way over here to just stay by the beach? Mm-hmm. So I was disappointed. I told my wife, next time we come to Mexico, we're doing this other shit, but
you shouldn't
either minus
you
the kids.
Like, fuck them kids.
You shouldn't give them a choice.
You know what it was? The deciding factor was my in-laws were there too.
This fool got outvoted.
I got outvoted, but my in-laws were there, and they're a little older, and they would have struggled to travel to Chichen Itza. It's like a 5-hour bus ride or some shit from there.
What about the inverse? How about leaving them to take care of the kids at the resort?
Yeah.
And you guys would travel to
next
Chichen
Itza. I said, because we're going to go probably next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll go, and we're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the resort is beautiful. It's awesome.
No, and
you
I
never
get
have
it.
To leave.
And I get it. We didn't leave. We only left once to go to downtown to eat. That's it.
Yeah, which you can do that, but there's just so much to see and do.
And I got to make sure I don't get a fucking Airbnb.
Okay. That wasn't that bad.
Nah, dude, I'm with Barlow's. No, I need the fucking AC.
My thing is privacy because someone has to take a shower. There's only like 3 showers in the
whole
place, right?
There was 3 showers.
And there was a place that we called the dungeon.
Wasn't there 4?
Maybe 4. There was probably 4. At the end, there was probably 4. Two upstairs, 1 downstairs, right? And then there was a dungeon.
Well, the one where I stayed, that was another bathroom.
There was another bathroom. So
yeah,
5.
Shower. Yeah.
There was 5 then.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
But still, like, you know, there people were, like, using
their
shower.
No wonder you ran out of fucking water.
I know, right?
But just to make it, like, speedier, like, hey, let's get the fuck out of here. Like yeah, take a shower. Go ahead. And, like, you know, you want your privacy.
Of course.
You want to just rest or do whatever. You know,
jerk off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop beating around the bush.
Listen. I was thinking of that. Like, how do you jack off in that heat? Like, I'd be tired. Like, I'm done.
Oh, no.
I'd pass out. Like, I'd pass out and wake up 2 hours later.
You take a cool shower,
no,
bro.
No, the sweat provides a little bit of that.
You can't take a cool shower because the fucking water's not cold.
Yeah.
Victorious.
Oh. Stupid ass.
Pay attention.
They're fucking, third world countries.
I hate you. And the water in the dungeon was a fucking trickle.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, go back. How was the food?
Okay. This is where I had my problem.
I think we didn't go to good places.
Yeah.
We didn't go to great places.
We spent all our time in this place called La Condesa.
Yeah.
Which is where the more affluent Mexicans live.
Or foreigners that work in Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think they fucked up the curb. Because mm-hmm. it was American style.
Yeah. Food. Fucking had Taco Bell.
That's for tourists.
These motherfuckers eating Taco Bell.
No, don't get us wrong. It was still good.
It was still good.
The chilaquiles that we had that day, they were good. The restaurant that we went next door to our Airbnb, that was good too.
The Nona?
Yeah.
Oh, Nona was fucking amazing,
yeah,
bro.
See?
So okay, we went into this Italian restaurant, yeah. right? And I just ordered it was like bolognese. Spaghetti
bolognese.
Like here, that's no big deal, right?
Right.
They brought out a big ass fucking wheel of cheese. It was probably like 20 inches wide, mm-hmm. and they started scraping fucking cheese as much as they could.
Parmesan.
And then they put the noodles on top.
Yeah.
What?
And then they started mixing the cheese and the noodles. Mm-hmm. And then they put the sauce on top and they started mixing that.
On the cheese wheel?
Right, yeah. On the cheese wheel.
What the fuck?
And I was like, what the fuck are they doing? How much am I going to spend on this shit? Which it wasn't that expensive.
No, it was fucking cheap as fuck.
And then when I had it, I was like, this is the best fucking.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the drinks there were good too.
And the drinks were amazing. It was right. It was probably like two houses down from where we stayed.
One. Actually, one. Not even. Yeah. It was next door to us.
Yeah.
That restaurant was taking all your water.
Probably.
But it was the best Italian I've ever had in Mexico, and it was amazing.
Nice. And then we went to that seafood place.
The seafood place was amazing.
That was fucking.
Holy shit.
What?
See,
yeah.
See?
We did have good stuff.
Now we're remembering.
Yeah, we did have good food.
And then we had to wait like an hour and a half to get seated.
Oh, that was fun, though.
But there was a guy on the side of the road selling beer, like escondido.
Oh, okay.
Beer and palomas.
Nice.
He was like, he was selling like chips and crisps and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then I was, but he was selling fucking beer. So we were drinking fucking micheladas and fucking palomas.
How big was your group?
Eight. It was eight of us.
Nine?
No, it was eight. Well, with the driver. But
was it?
It was eight of us.
Oh,
yeah.
Was eight? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
He would join us. That's why it was nine.
Yeah.
And then Easy. I forgot what we call her. Easy's cousins would join us once in a while.
All right.
So that's why our group would grow a little bit.
Yeah, because our friend, she has family that lives out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, they're from the area as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sounds like a positive trip. Sounds like a good trip.
But you know what you did miss?
Xochimilco.
You missed Xochimilco, bro. Yeah. Fuck that place was fun. Times 10.
Damn.
And it was...
AC'd.
No.
Oh, my bad.
I know it was hot.
It was hot as fuck. But, dude, we
Oh, no, man. I don't know if I would have had a good time.
We had, like, the VIP experience. First of all, like, our van, like, you can't park there. Like, it's like, tourist galore. You can't park anywhere, right? So, we got some back way, and they parked the van. Our Easy's cousin. No, Easy.
Oh, okay.
Easy's cousin... called somebody up and it was like fucking meeting like the mafia and shit. They were like, oh yeah, we're here, blah, 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 blah. They came out like, oh, leave it there. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of your van. And then they shuffled us off to like some area in the back, which is not where the tourists go.
Yeah.
Like there was just maybe like 10 boats instead of like 100, you know?
Oh shit.
And then we, you know, we fucking went inside and we're chilling. They got us ice and this and that. And this dude just fucking wheeled and dealed, and he fucking got us a great fucking deal. 4 hours for like $1,000 pesos, whatever that is.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Fuck.
I don't know. 10 bucks?
30 bucks. I don't know what it is. Fuck. 10 bucks?
It's like 50 bucks. Like 60 bucks.
It's like 60 bucks, right? Yeah. And then we started our trip, and then that's when, as soon as we hit the main vein of the okay,
oh, shit. Keep talking. I'm almost done. Go.
I'm like. Well, that was me in Guadalajara.
Hitting the main vein.
No, as soon as we hit the main like causeway or whatever you want to call it, the waterway, dude, the party fucking started, bro.
Nice.
Like people everywhere, music everywhere, fucking mariachis. Mm-hmm. They were selling tacos. They were selling beer, micheladas, and it was just like people were jumping from boat to boat, and we were hearing the stories of people fucking drowning because they're drunk and they fall
off. People were jumping boats?
Boats, yeah, they're just fucking crazy.
Holy
man.
Shit.
And Tank was with us, and we stopped to the bathroom, and I hear like some girl say, beso de tres, and Tank was like,
yeah, fuck it.
I don't know what that is. She's like, just nomás vente. And then that's what all I heard because I was taking a piss.
So it was the girl and her boyfriend? Or
That would have been hilarious.
So it was a three-way kiss with these two chicks. I didn't get to see what they looked like, but somebody said they were all right.
At that point, it doesn't matter.
I guess not, right? But after that, this dude.
Because 2 5s add up to 10.
Well, that's right.
Two 5s add up to 10.
Well, no, I'm going to take that back. Never mind.
I know. I'm like, bitch.
Jerky, delete that.
I know. I'm like, no. If there were two Lizzos, no.
No, yeah.
No, they would have eaten him alive.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I didn't get to see what they looked like.
Oh, okay.
But after that, it was like they lit a firecracker under his ass. Because this dude was fucking looking for chicks everywhere.
Oh, really?
And he was trying to, and he's trying to collect numbers, jumping both. I was like, dude, just fucking go, man. What are they going to do? Fucking stop you?
What's your email?
That fool was, you know what? I mean, that was a little bit annoying because we're not all into that kind of... in that
headspace.
Headspace, you know?
He's more in the college headspace right now because he's been single for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but you know, for me, I probably would have joined him, honestly.
You should have.
You know, if I was there. Because, I would have been drinking, obviously. I need some fun because I'm fucking hot. And
You would have fallen into the water on purpose.
And it's hot. Fuck that shit. But, you know, I kind of understand him.
It was a party, man.
But he was also fucking... you know, digging for numbers like the whole fucking time we were there.
Yeah.
And he, at some point, he was like too drunk and it took him 30 fucking minutes to get this one chick's info.
What?
30 fucking minutes. He had problems with his phone. He had problems fucking connecting to the internet. It was, at some point, he ended up writing it down.
He wrote a letter to her.
May this card find you well.
Put it in a bottle and threw it in the fucking ocean.
And these are like locals, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good time.
Freaking tank.
So the question is, how long were you guys in Mexico?
6 days.
Six days, sir. Yeah. Barlow's unfucked and sullied still?
A gentleman does not.
Oh! All of a sudden, he's from fucking Bridgerton.
There you go.
A gentleman does not reveal such
standing crap.
Standing ovation.
I will take a bow to that. Thank you. Thank you.
Proud of you, man.
Yeah, man.
He's that proud. You gave him a fucking certificate or what?
Thank you, sir. Hey.
This is Ramon.
Stabs.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
You know how Trump just got convicted for 32 felonies?
Yes. Yeah.
Is he going to jail?
Nah.
Absolutely not.
No?
Rich people do not go to jail.
Okay, but like, let's say...
Rich white people don't go to jail.
Okay. Well, or white men. Martha Stewart.
Rich white men don't go to jail. sorry. Rich powerful white men don't go to jail.
But let's say he did.
Yeah.
Does the Secret Service have to go with him?
I think so, because he's an ex-president.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, these are uncharted waters.
I know. That's, that's fucking insane.
They're like, okay, wait, if he goes to jail, what do we do? Do we go to jail with him? Like, what kind of shit is that?
And like, they never thought about it before.
Too?
And is there a prison in jail? I mean, like, what kind of jail do you go to?
I know. And do they get their own cells? Are they locked up too at night? I mean,
because they got to protect them, right?
Yeah. Do they have to, can they carry their guns?
Holy shit. Right. Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Uncharted waters.
I mean,
man.
There's a lot of questions.
But this motherfucker,
bro.
Dude, it's like, dude, and people are still fucking.
He's still gonna win.
What?
Win when?
He's gonna win the presidency.
No, there's no way.
You don't think?
Mark my words. Mark, I mean, he can. Listen, what's today? We're in May? No, June.
No, I don't like this game because every time something happens here, like Barlow's crypto goes up.
It ends up happening
in 5 months. In 5 months, we'll be like, fuck, he won.
Here's the thing, though. Most countries, there's a lot of first world countries that don't allow convicted felons into the country.
So he can't go anywhere.
That's right.
So how the fuck is he going to be?
He won't go.
A diplomat.
Yeah,
he can't go to Canada for sure.
Fucking England. He can't go to fucking, you know.
He's not gonna be able to go to Bridgerton.
No.
Fuck.
Can't even watch it.
In the cell.
If you are a convicted felon, please turn this off.
He can't go to El Salvador. You know that they're fucking strict in El Salvador.
Hell yeah, he'll go to jail with all the Mara.
Yeah,
unless he
has a worse record than the Mara.
Oh yeah,
30 something fucking felony.
Two felonies.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking.
He'd be the leader of Mara right
but
away.
See, but that's like white collar shit though, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's gonna get a fine, and then that's it.
A fine, just a fine. But how much the fine?
Doesn't matter. His people that donate are gonna pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, New York. I mean, he's not allowed to do business in New York anymore.
Okay.
His Trump Tower is fucking closed. They have. I think eventually he has
really?
To sell that. Really?
He has to sell that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's the beginning of the end for him, right?
It's the beginning of the end for this fucking country, bro. For democracy.
Yeah.
Wow.
If he wins and he goes on that tirade of trying to put motherfuckers in jail, right. that's like, where it's gonna get embarrassing to be in a fuck.
That's
when I'm gonna go to Mexico, bro.
What? Does he have something against you, bro?
No, not me. Just
okay.
My color.
What?
You know, I'm the darkest one here, bro.
No.
He has like the worst shit because he's like Latino
and Arab.
And Arab.
Wait, at the same time.
And yeah. He has the Arab beard.
Yeah, we're gonna put this for him.
And
on
have a list.
No flight list, right? And a list. What the fuck?
God, man.
Damn.
He wears that fucking that stinky ass cologne. That
I mean, I'm a taxi driver and shit. Fuck.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, talking about Donald Trump, man. There's this joke that I heard on Instagram, so it must be true, right?
Right.
Definitely
has to be 100%.
Fucking noticias. All right, so the joke was that Donald Trump dies, right? He goes to hell. Devil greets him. He's like, man, you're definitely meant to be here, but we don't have room for you. So we're going to keep you, but the thing is that somebody, I'm going to have to kick somebody out, and I'm going to show you these three rooms, and you're going to get to choose which one gets to go. So we show them the first room, right? And it's good old Barack Obama.
Okay.
Oh. Well, why is Obama in fucking hell? What the hell?
I don't know.
I think it was all the airstrikes, bro.
All the immigrant stuff, too.
Yeah.
But fucking Biden's doing the same shit. Every fucking president does the same shit.
I know.
He'll be there soon.
Yeah, they're all going to hell, bro.
I think all presidents go to hell, bro.
That's true.
But not dogs, though. They all go to heaven.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's true.
No, that is. It's true.
Even Cujo?
Even the fucking dogs from the Nazi camps.
Dogs go to heaven, bro.
The German shepherds?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't their fault, bro. It was not their nature. It was their nurture.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? What? Dogs biting everybody. Like, it's okay. Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
Yeah. So Barack Obama, he's up. So he's watching him, right? And he's in a pool, and he's going up a diving board, and he just dives into the pool, gets out. Back up to the diving board, and he keeps doing that, right? Like, that's the cycle.
Okay.
And Donald Trump's like, fuck, like, I'm not doing that. He's like, I can't even fucking swim. And like, so
that water's gonna be orange.
I didn't think Obama could swim, but he's half white.
Yeah, he's half white, the white half. So he only swims with one arm and shit. He swims in circles. No. No, so whatever. He doesn't go into that room, right? He's just like, nah, I'm not doing it. So he goes into the second room. George Bush is in there, and he's just in there with a fucking hammer breaking fucking rocks and shit. And, you know, every time he breaks a rock, a new rock appears, and it's just a never-ending cycle, right?
So that's their punishment for eternity, basically.
For eternity, yeah. So
for Katrina.
No, it was George Bush Sr.
Oh, my bad. Wrong
senior,
George Bush.
Senior, sorry. And so he's like, no, he's like, I'm not doing that. You know, I have a bad shoulder, old golfing injury, so... Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Let's go check out room three.
He like shin sprint. I mean, shin spurs or whatever. Yeah.
And so in room three, man, good old Bill Clinton.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. And then so guess who else is in there? Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, whoa.
So right away, he's like, all right, all right.
What was she doing?
So Bill Clinton's strapped to the bed, and Monica Lewinsky's like slobbing his knob, right?
Oh, shit. Still? Like,
still, bro. Oh. For eternity. And she's like taking care of him, and Trump right away, he's like, hell yeah. He's like, I can get with this, right? So this is the one I'm going to choose. So then the devil goes, Monica, you're free to go.
You're like, wait.
Time out.
Let me tell you something. something. Let me tell you something.
Oh, man. Fuck. He deserves it, though.
He got fucked up.
He's about to.
You know what's crazy, though? Eventually, he's going to learn to like it.
he has no choice.
Shit. Oh, I'm like, okay, eternity. You're going to be miserable. You might as well
enjoy it.
Enjoy that shit.
Yeah. But that's forever, though, man. Like, nonstop forever.
Hey, of all presidents, he deserves it.
Yeah. But it would be anything. Like, even having to eat pussy forever. Like, I think, obviously, I'd rather eat pussy than...
Would you?
What if it's run pussy, though? Oh, yeah, that's not good.
What if it's, like, fake pussy? Yeah. Like trans pussy.
Like man-made?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. So would you rather eat a trans pussy, man-made pussy?
Okay.
Or eat ass?
Oh, good. That's a good fucking question.
For eternity?
A woman's ass.
Huh. I'm going to go with trans pussy, bro.
You're that anti-ass?
You're so gay.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, that's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
You're such a good man.
Stop holding my hand, bro. I still wouldn't go to a Janet Jackson concert.
That's my next question.
That was directed at.
Wow. Fuck.
You should never tell this guy anything.
I know, motherfucker. Fuck. That was my question.
What was your question?
I was at a Janet Jackson concert on Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
She's still fucking alive.
I know. 58. I was Googling it. It was a hologram, bro. Holy shit. That was a question I had for the fellas.
Okay.
What's the gayest thing you've done for your significant other? Meaning, go somewhere where you know you're not going to enjoy it.
Right, right.
And it's going to be whack, but you go because it's your duty.
Right.
Right? My wife bought 2 tickets. All her friends said no. They had stuff to do. So Friday night, she's like, hey, you're going to have to go with me tomorrow to watch Janet Jackson. And I'm like, I know 2 of her songs. And Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
And then the one with Busta Rhymes.
Wait, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, there's one that came out like in the 2000s with Busta Rhymes. Those are the only songs I knew.
You gotta know more
and
than
then
that.
And then the Poetic Justice one that the one they did for the Kendrick song. Anyway, once I was there, I did recognize a few more.
Okay.
But I was sitting there. I was eating nachos. I went to get to the restroom. Like, I made the... And then Nelly opened, so that was cool.
Oh.
You know Nelly from the St. Lunatics? He was cool.
Yeah. Did that cut ever heal up?
No, he still has the band-aid. He must not put Neosporin or some shit. I don't know. But he was there. He opened. So the whole time, I made the best of it, but... For me, asking is, what's the gayest thing you guys have done for your significant other?
Huh.
Fuck.
Mine was fucking going to an Angels game with her.
Oh, she was an Angel fan?
Come on, that's not that bad.
That's gay. No, that's as a Dodger fan?
At the Angel Stadium, fool.
Okay, no.
As a Dodger fan, though?
Did you wear a jersey?
A Dodger jersey.
Oh,
were they playing the Dodgers?
No.
Okay.
No. That's the fucking worst part. If it would have been like the Dodgers against the Angels.
No, I agree with him. Angel Stadium, first of all, it's whack.
It's whack.
It's whack. The food is whack. People are like clapping like slow.
The golf clap.
Yeah, the golf clap.
They do the golf clap.
They are the lamest fucking fans in the world.
Yeah,
dude.
For real. I've been a couple games and it is whack.
It's quiet.
I'd rather be a Janet. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Damn. No, I've been to a game where I think they scored 5 runs in a row, like 5 hits. The Angels.
Okay.
Oh, this must have been like 30 years ago. Go ahead.
No. But they scored 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. No excitement, bro.
Yeah.
Golf claps all the way. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Yeah. And they were winning.
Yeah.
It's not like if they were like coming back from like a fucking big ass deficit.
Right.
They are the lamest fucking fans I've ever seen in my life.
That's a good answer from Barlow.
That's fucking trash, yeah. Bro.
Yeah. No. I never forgot that fucking that visit. And
damn.
I never will.
Dance.
She made my daughter wear
Angels.
That's your fault.
See, that's probably that's the your gayest fault, thing you've ever done.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, let Damn. Her. Let
I hope
her
your daughter that. Forgets that traumatic experience.
I've taken her to plenty of Dodger games now. She's had a hat, a shirt.
There
she
you
has
go.
Bobbleheads.
Yeah, you got to wash that off somehow. Yeah,
fuck that shit.
Wow. What about you, Mick?
I'm trying to think, man. I've seen
He's like, well, let me, you know, what if I just say the gayest shit I made her do?
I know, right? That'd probably be easier, right? No, I don't know. Probably go see a fucking like one of those chick flicks and shit.
Okay.
I can't think of a specific one, but.
But I loved it.
There's been so many.
Right. But it's like one of those things where it's like, I really don't want to go see it. Like, whatever. But like, fuck it. I'll be down. Like, just to be like a team player.
She's never asked you to go to like a play?
Yeah, but it
go
was.
With your kids?
No, we've gone to. I've enjoyed it. Like, Wicked. I've gone to Wicked.
I saw Wicked, too.
That was pretty good. Yeah. And then I saw Bronx Tale. That was pretty good.
Nice. Wow. That was
pretty
cool.
Dope. Yeah, that was a good one.
Wow. You guys are old.
He's like, what the fuck is that?
He's like, what's a play?
Nah, I mean, I've been to plays.
Okay. Yeah.
But not Wicked.
Wicked?
No, Wicked is actually pretty good. It's a Christmas, always in Christmas time. Yeah.
Not so bad.
What about you, Jericho? What do you have?
I've seen The Lion King.
Nice.
Live?
Yeah.
Live action? Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. It's like on VHS.
No, the fucking play.
Yeah,
man.
The play. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nutcracker. Yeah. The actual all play, right. Not the porno.
Damn, man. I thought you guys were going to do better for me, man. I went to some concert called Wango Tango. Have you guys ever heard of that shit?
Yeah. Was that Kiss FM?
No? That's that Kiss FM.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
The country shit, isn't it?
No. But it's an all-day event.
It's a festival.
A festival for kids, basically. And I was like, my wife likes that music.
Okay.
They had, I think, Bruno Mars that day. What's that? Miguel. They had like a bunch of like those pop fucking singers. And I went with her because she wanted to go.
Did you enjoy it?
I tried to.
Yeah.
You know, I got the biggest beer that I could.
Yeah. They sold beer?
They sold beer.
Yeah.
Which was nice, but it still didn't help, man.
How many hours were you there?
Oh, it was a bunch of
they were teenagers. They were fucking 19, 20s, but they looked little, bro. We were already like in our 30s.
Were their titties little too?
No.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Hey, Jerky, delete that. Cherokee, delete that.
Why?
Fucking Drake over here.
No, they're 18, 19, fool.
Yeah, still, they're young. So
that's fucking legal.
That's legal.
Legal titties to look at.
Barlow's is like, they're only 4 years younger than me.
I know. What the fuck?
It still felt weird.
Wait,
like,
well, how many hours were you there?
I was probably there since 12, maybe till like 8.
Fuck.
Damn. See, Janet was only 3 hours.
Man, you got away with it.
Eight to 11.
You got off easy, bro. Ooh, yeah, fuck. I was there for a while.
I was hoping that Mick would be there, too.
Because my wife went.
To Wango Tango.
No. To a Janet concert. And I was like, hell no, I'm not going to that shit.
Whoa.
Nah, she went with her friends. I wasn't invited.
He fucking wanted to go.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was texting me, how's Janet? I was like, bitch, what the fuck? He's like, how's the show? I was like, I don't know, I'm buying soda again. I don't know.
You're wearing your Rhythm Nation hat.
Rhythm Nation. I was ready,
dancing,
bro.
In the house. Has his daughter in the back.
I was fucking, I was streaming it, bro.
Fuck, bro.
That was cool, man. I don't know. Like, it's just shit we do for our people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You gotta support, man.
You,
gotta,
you know they're giving you vagina, so
right,
yeah.
Right.
For free. I mean,
not
you know,
exactly. Free.
Nothing is free, bro.
The way I saw it was, she did try to get other people to go, and it just happened. And she wanted to see. She's never seen her. Yeah. And like Barlow said, how old is she? She may not be in a concert for too many more years.
Yeah, it's
true. You know, so
she's in her 50s already.
58.
Whoa!
I mean, look at J-Lo. She just canceled her whole fucking tour.
Actually, funny, she was trying to go to that one first, the J-Lo one. And then before she got the tickets, they canceled the tour. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, Janet is here this weekend. And she's like, she got tickets Thursday. And by Friday night, she's like, you're going to have to go with me. Nobody. I was like, I'll go. We got tacos on the way there. You know, I'm always.
I love me some Janet.
I was like, I'll go.
Sold.
Tacos.
Sold.
And you know what? And that night was fun afterwards at home.
There you go.
So it was good.
Go.
There was Rhythm Nation up there. You know what I mean?
He said, no Rhythm Nation.
Like, you know what you're saying? You know what you're saying?
Was it Was it Fat Janet or Fit Janet?
She was thick Janet. She wasn't fat. She's not fat.
But she was moving good.
She was moving good, yeah. For her age, 58. There was no wheelchair in sight.
No wheelchair.
She didn't need water shoes. She was fine.
Oh, my God.
That's good, man.
That's great, man.
You know, speaking of J-Lo, who's sad? Who's, you know, it's sad, all right? You know, she's getting a divorce again.
That is not sad, man. That lady, I don't think deserves any happiness. I'm sorry. I don't, I'm not a J-Lo fan.
You know, and that's exactly why I brought it up, because I wanted him to say that. Because I don't fucking like her either, dude.
I just look at her face, and I'm just, I don't know. Like, there's something about
her.
She
has the worst taste on men.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, and that.
She's probably not even a good person.
I don't think she is, bro.
She doesn't seem like a good person.
There has to be a reason why she can't keep.
And you know what? Some of the guys that leave her, they end up being happy somewhere.
Right.
And it's not really them that's having an issue with the relationship. Mm-hmm. It's, you know. Yeah.
And she dated P. Diddy.
See? Bad taste in men.
Yeah. Terrible taste.
And then fucking Ben Affleck, he's a fucking drunk. Right. So. Obviously, they fucking, you know, she was able to convince his ass, we can try it again, baby, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Twice.
Well, they looked happy on the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
For a little bit.
That's a show.
He did not look happy there.
They looked happy.
Well, I don't know.
He looked happy when he left with Matt Damon.
Exactly. That's where he looked happy.
That's my fault.
But eventually, he was looking fucking sad and beat down.
Dude, all the time.
You seen that video when he closes the door?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the funniest, because I'm like, I've been there. Everybody has been there.
Right. And it's like, man, it only takes a certain woman to do that shit to a man, dude.
It fucking defeats you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and every single time you see him, he looked like he was just so, like, struggling with something. Yeah.
He's
unexplainable.
More acabado by her than the fucking drugs and alcohol.
Right.
And at the fucking bros, he looked like shit.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, my God.
He looked like skinny, like thin.
And did you notice that he didn't stay because he didn't want to get roasted about J-Lo?
Uh-huh.
Like, there was no way he was going to stay.
Oh, that full bounce?
He bounced. Like, he did his thing. He fucked it up. And then he said, I'm out of here.
The jokes he was saying when he's like, I know how you feel being told what to do. I thought he was talking about J-Lo, and then he was talking about Belichick, but I was like, that shit was directed at J-Lo, too.
He was talking about himself. That's what he was. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, fuck that bitch. I mean.
Fuck that bitch from the block.
Fuck.
Man, no. But then she married Mark Anthony. And then, but see, Mark Anthony is the worst fucking person of them all.
Yeah.
He sold out his daughter to the kidnappers. That's a piece of shit right there.
Why would he do that?
Because fucking money.
One of the kids with J-Lo?
Insurance money. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was all for insurance money, man.
I didn't read this shit.
Yeah, when they were living in Mexico City. And he pretty much gave up his daughter to get kidnapped.
Is that why you guys went there?
Yeah, so the insurance money would kick in, and they would, because he was running out of money, apparently.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, so, I had to go in there and then go save.
Oh, you went.
Yeah. Go save Pepita,
So you're Denzel.
Pepita?
Yeah.
he fucked it all up.
So you're Denzel? What? Or who's Denzel?
What are you talking about? Yes.
Derek is Denzel.
This is not an Equalizer movie. Which movie is
no, this? Was Man on Fire? Was
Man
it Man
on Fire?
Man on Fire.
I was on fire at it. He was. At a point. Yeah.
So was Barlow's in that fucking no AC.
Man, that shit was hell. Fuck that shit. Doesn't matter how you try to fucking.
When I see Chili, I'm going to give her a hug. Thank you for roasting this literally.
Wow. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. No. So what movie was that?
Man on Fire.
Oh, okay.
Jericho, that's a fucking movie.
I know.
Oh, what are you talking
it's
about?
It's not your life.
No.
Your
life. Fuck Mark Anthony, man.
Was he in that movie?
Terrible fucking person.
Skinny motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
That's another bad person, too.
Yeah.
I think so.
I gave him a bullet so he can kill himself.
Holy shit.
Fucking did it, too.
Man. Oh, damn.
Or else I would have done it, you know?
You know, again, speaking of J-Lo, I saw Atlas on Netflix.
Oh, God.
It was actually good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just don't listen to J-Lo.
that's my problem.
just mute that shit.
Don't listen to her.
Yeah.
Just look at the action.
Yeah.
Smith, the fucking the robot or the AI that she uses. That guy is more entertaining than fucking J-Lo.
Isn't that fucking nuts, man?
Yeah. Oh, you saw it already, right?
No, I haven't seen Atlas. But I saw the one before. Every movie before that.
Oh, yeah, Mother.
Mother. Oh, she was terrible.
And that was a good movie, too.
She was in a movie named Mother?
Yeah. Yes.
What the fuck?
Oh, well, like she was fighting some guy, no, or some shit?
Yeah, she was supposed to be like ex-special ops, CIA, I don't know
Oh, you know what? We did see that one. She like it was like they ended up in the mountains or some shit in the snow. I saw it was garbage. Yeah. You're right.
But, I mean, the movie could have been good. Mm-hmm. She was garbage. And she just couldn't sell it. I couldn't believe her as a CIA or whatever she was.
Action star.
Yeah.
Fucking
terrible.
Nah, she got lucky, bro. She got lucky with Selena. Like with that when she did that movie.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I ever believed.
That catapulted her.
That's the only thing I ever believed.
Or she would have just been a dancer on fucking Living Color.
Living Color, baby.
That would have been better.
And Money Train was a good one when back then. Money Train.
You saw a titty. That's why. I mean, that movie was really good, actually.
I was in high school when it came. Yes, you're right. I did see titty.
It was her titty?
Yeah, it was her titty.
Yeah. You know what?
Was like, was it?
I don't like her that much. I'm not even interested to Google that shit right now.
I know, right?
Mr. Skin.
The movie was good, though. Hmm. That's probably one of her last good ones.
Who was in that?
Wesley Snipes.
Woody Harrelson.
And Woody Harrelson, yeah.
Those guys were like brothers, right?
They were, actually.
Yeah.
No, wasn't that white man?
And then they used to play basketball and shit.
Yeah, that's right. Rosie Perez was there. Yeah,
Rosie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, fucking Rosie Perez. How is she famous?
Titties again, right?
Dude,
titty?
All she used to do was flash titties.
Did she?
Yeah.
How did she become familiar with that annoying-ass voice?
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you turned on the volume.
That's the same shit with Sofia Vergara.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I can't stand
that. But she's
voice,
fucking
bro.
Hot.
But she's hotter than all these other women you're talking about.
She is. She is an attractive woman. But
even in Spanish, it's a little hard to listen to her. Don't you think? She has that Colombian, really sharp accent.
Right. I don't dig it.
Yeah. But you can live with it.
I didn't even notice
that. Who would have been better in Atlas? Anna. Mano de Armas, right?
Yeah, you're right.
What is Atlas about? What is the is that on Netflix?
Yes, on Netflix. It's a sci-fi movie. It's in the future. AI has woken, mm-hmm. and they're killing people. And
okay,
you know.
Whoa.
So they have to go.
So it's worth watching.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. I think it's good.
I'll watch it.
Just fucking, you know. I mean, for people that like J-Lo, I mean, you'll love it. But if you don't like her, just kind of, you know. What do you call it? You know,
block her out.
Block her out.
Yeah, block her out.
Block her out. Don't pay too much attention to this shit.
So, like her husbands do.
Yeah.
Okay. Ignore her. Ignore her.
pretend you're divorcing her. Wow.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. Again, I was on Instagram and they were telling this fucking story about this dude's birthday, right? And his coworker, hot female. She gives him a birthday card, mm-hmm. and he opens up the birthday card. Why does pubic hair fall out, right?
Fall out?
Wait, what?
Yeah, pubic hair falls out of his birthday card.
Why didn't she, like, tape it on there or something?
I don't know.
I mean, I've never done that.
Wait.
You're
over here giving tips and shit.
Well, it's kind of like money, right? You give money, you tape the money so it doesn't fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So backstory, right? And they have never hooked up. Like, they've never hooked up. Okay. And inside the card, it said, I shaved for you.
Whoa. Oh.
So basically, she was giving.
What if she shaved her mustache?
Imagine. No, you would have noticed that she had a mustache.
I think you can tell the difference between mustache hair and.
Well, because they're curlier, I think, that's right?
True. Right. Yeah,
they're
a
little wavy.
Yeah.
So is that kind of like, man, this bitch is crazy? Or is that kind of like a turn on, like, man, she really wants to fuck?
It depends on how much hair she put in there. That's how crazy she is.
Imagine.
Oh, the amount.
You know what I mean? Like, did she put the whole bush in there? Or was just a little clippings of
the
it?
The fucking envelope was thick.
It was super.
Literally confetti and shit.
It was like a scary movie where the guy pulls down her underwear.
Oh, shit.
And the bush. He has to get the trimmer to fucking get in there and shit.
Fuck. Yeah. See, somebody that's right, like, in their mental health would not have a bush like that.
Right. Mm.
Like, if somebody put in an excess amount of fucking bush, I'd be like, hell no, this bitch is crazy.
And you're going to do her at least once.
You have to. She's crazy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the crazier the better. Yeah, right?
But you know what? Exactly. But I would let people know that I'm about to go meet up with this girl. Turn on your
location. And
right.
Let know.
Just in case if I go missing, you know what I mean? Like, who's to say that she isn't, like, super obsessed with me? And you show up. Let's say you show up to her house, and you walk into her room, and she has pictures of you on her wall. Are you still fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't go to sleep. Yeah. You just go home right away.
You do your thing, and you leave.
Can you imagine? You could do whatever you want, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, anything you've ever dreamed of that other girls won't let you do, she's going to let you do it.
Like, what if she has the witching hour star on the floor.
Oh, she's gonna anoint you.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Ouija board and
Ouija
shit.
Boards and all that shit.
Fuck.
Candles everywhere.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know, dude. I think
I'll walk away on that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you be like, hey, let's go fuck in my place?
No, you don't want to take her to your house. No. Now she knows where you live.
Or go or get a room.
Okay. Yeah.
Get a room.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's get a room.
Let's get a room. Let's do that.
But what if she gets upset that you're taking her to like $100?
What if she's already
spot?
Naked? You can't make her put on her clothes. That's gay. Make a girl put on her clothes?
Well, if she's already naked, then you got to fucking go through with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine you say to a girl, put on some clothes. We're going to go. She's already naked. That's gay.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, fuck, dude.
Unless there's no AC, then yeah, go somewhere else.
You're talking about devil worship in the room, though.
Yeah, but you're fucking. Not forget, you're fucking.
What if she's like, she's pretty much going to turn you into the.
I'm going to tell her, hey,
you're pretty much fucking the devil.
Hey, well, then fuck it. I'm going to be like, hey, let's fuck in the middle of the fucking floor.
Middle of the pentagram.
Middle of the pentagram. hey, this got a little dark. Let's go back to the pubic hair.
Okay, and then at the end, you're like, was it good? And the Ouija board goes, no.
It goes, I... H-A-D-E-T-E-R. I've had better. You know, so if she wasn't weird and instead of giving you the you know, pubes, it would have been better if she gave me a picture of her shaved vagina.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been
picture.
Better.
Okay.
Right.
Give me a picture of it. Let me see that shit.
That would have been good. And if she would have been like, I shaved for you, and,
hell yeah.
and she's showing you.
And there was one pube sticking out of.
No, there's no need for pubes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you need a pube. You need proof.
Yeah. You need proof.
So obviously, Jericho prefers the hair.
it's a nice gesture, bro.
Pubes are back, dude. That, at least that's what I saw on the internet.
What do you mean, like bush?
Yeah, like bush.
Not bush.
Like full bush?
No. Not full bush, but like a little bit of hair. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like groomed and.
What if she put your name, like she razored in your name right on top?
Ooh,
like with the hair.
That's a long-ass vagina.
Not Mick. Mick, four letters.
Four letters. Oh,
Victorious.
Okay. I thought Victorious.
Oh, not Victorious.
No, we're not doing Victorious.
Kind of looks like the Hollywood sign.
I know.
Okay, awesome. Right?
All the way down to her ass.
Victorious Land.
What the fuck?
Welcome.
Yeah, no, that.
I don't know, man. That sounds weird. I think it's a little too extreme.
Well, especially if it's a first time thing, you know. Because if she has some kind of obsession with you, it can't end well.
Listen, these women learn from all of the things that have been going on recently with like promposals and like maybe
that's her promposal.
What if you open it like in front of everybody and you're like, whoa, wait, and that shit just falls down and you're like. That's embarrassing.
What is that?
Well, that's on her because she's the one that gave you the fucking.
Oh, you're thing. Like yeah. You're like, it's on your mouth and shit.
Can you open it with your mouth?
Fuck,
man, that's the new confetti, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. As a man, I wouldn't turn it down, but if it got weirder and weirder as I got to her place, There's got to be a point where it's just like, fuck, like this is, she's going to fucking kill me, bro. Like this, I can't go through with it.
The adult in me.
He said the adult.
I know. Like if I'm going to be serious and be an adult and really think about this whole situation, I would say I would not do it. It's not worth it because she fucking works with you.
Oh wait, it's your coworker. I forgot about that. Coworker.
And like, we left out the most important part.
Right.
She works with you. Oh, you fuck the chick, and then
there's no getting away from that.
Right. Unless you fucking quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And what if like you guys work in cubicles, and she's like right next to yours?
Hey, but you can.
She's just throwing pubes at you.
I keep shaving for you.
But listen,
I shaved again.
You can frame her for a fucking crime. You have her hair. Put that shit in crime scenes everywhere.
But why are you walking around crime scenes?
You're just sprinkling that shit.
What the fuck?
You go kill somebody and then you sprinkle her fucking pubes and then she goes to jail. No longer your coworker.
She's down the compass.
God damn it.
I guess,
drive around and look for crime
scenes. Look for
scenes.
Some murders.
Throw pubes everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I got to, that alone isn't a no, but I got to just investigate a little more. I need a few more.
I'd be intrigued for sure, bro.
Well, yeah, but.
But you okay? So, but like, if we're talking about like 20-year-old Victorias, 21-year-old Victorias. Hands down, because you got nothing to lose.
You're fucking, you're fucking her at that party.
Yeah.
Shit, you're put, you're using the hair to make an Adolf Hitler mustache. Right. For yourself. You're not giving a fuck.
Have we even discussed what she looks like? I mean, does she?
She
like,
he said hot. He said hot.
Okay, if hot. You were to yeah, say a celebrity, what celebrity would you say she looks like?
Let's go with Ana de Armas.
No. Let's go with Sydney Sweeney.
Sweeney. Yeah.
She's like the new one. Kind of like, oh, shit.
Go with Sydney Sweeney. She comes up to you with an envelope. Here you go, Mick.
And she looks crazy, by the way.
She, yeah.
Her eyes. She got the crazy eyes. I don't know if you've seen Sydney Sweeney's eyes.
She's like, these fucking actors are all fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I haven't gotten to her eyes yet. Yeah. She got some big ass titties.
I don't even know she had a face.
I know, right? Like, what?
Nah, she's fucking hot.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah, no, but she's hot, bro.
I'm going to do it. Fuck it.
Well. Yeah, I mean, she already looks crazy. Go through with it.
You got to take one for the team.
You do.
You can come back to us and say, hey, this is what happened, guys. Don't do it. You know? We'll learn from his mistakes.
Or you won't.
Some motherfuckers will be curious, right? Yeah. They'll be like, damn.
I'd probably have to have friends in HR. That way I can have some kind of protection. Right. If she gets too crazy, maybe we can... You know, plant some pubes somewhere and get her fired.
That's what I'm saying. See, like,
you know, I like your idea there.
Now you get
it. If she starts fucking up my shit, then yeah, she needs to go. Because, yeah, if you get, I had three rules. Well, I have one rule. In high school, I was like, if I had to see you every day, I'm not dating you. So, like, nobody from my high school, nobody from work.
And well, you went to an all-boys school, so.
So it was easy.
No, that was Victoria.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
I was like, wait, what?
But Victoria
because he didn't date anybody from high
school. No, he was opposite of that.
I dated
everybody.
Stupid. I'll shave your pubes for you.
Oh, that was like that one episode where I'm like, I didn't date much in high school. And I was like, wait.
You're like, but let me explain why.
Not that I didn't try.
Not a lot of guys were out at that time.
And it was a Catholic high school.
Yeah. No, there was plenty of gay dudes there.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They were trying to turn them back or what?
No, I don't know. It was almost like a safe place for them.
A gay boy school?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, seriously, it was a lot of gay dudes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Jerky, delete this before I dig the hole deeper.
Well, you're already eating a fucking trans pussy. So.
Yeah, you're already.
Wait, okay.
You know,
so,
we kind of skipped over that.
Yeah, I kind of threw.
It's a dude.
But it's okay.
But it's not.
But it is.
But okay, no. But I whether it's trans or not, like I enjoy eating pussy more than I enjoy eating ass. Like taking the whole trans thing out. That's the reason why I said. I'm going pussy.
Yes,
I'm
just, but we said, you know.
No, I understand. Pussy. It's a trans pussy, but it's still pussy. Yeah. Man-made pussy.
Yeah.
But
so I'm going to go with pussy.
Will the trans pussy taste like pussy?
No, it'll taste like dick.
Really?
Allegedly.
Allegedly? Look at this. I go, that was really quick.
From what I've read. I read some articles.
Say, quote your sources.
Hold on.
He answered that shit quick.
He's like, hell, that shit tastes like dick.
I said it.
Man, we
hey, Jerry, delete that.
He's like, we need to get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, fuck you guys.
You said it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Whew. Well, all right, fellas.
Oh, shit.
Man, let me get out of here before fuck you.
Why?
Also, starts trying to suck our dick.
He's like, man, you taste just like trans pussy.
I was misquoted. I was taken out of context. It was taken out of context. Fuck you, guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Well, again, good time. Glad I'm back. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, right now, I still don't want to be here. But it was a good time. Yeah.
It was a good time.
You know, fucking, you guys surprised me with also being here. So, you know, it's kind of like
Yeah, that was a plan. We're not telling you anymore.
Surprise!
I know. Bastard. Good time, fellas. Zip it up, zip it down. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, man. Thanks for letting me come on the show again. Back-to-back weeks. Appreciate it. Also's out. Shout out to Chavo.
And yeah, dude, Chavo, we invited Chavo, and we were waiting for him, but unfortunately, he couldn't make it today. And, you know, but, you know, I think he said he'll come next
time. Right. Apparently, my invite wasn't good enough.
Right. Yeah. Fake-ass invite. Fake-ass invite. Same day invite. Like, oh, yeah, you can come if you want. Like,
I said, we'll be here. Show up if you want.
I think it was a better show without him.
that's my boy. He's injured.
Yeah, it was heart.
His heart's broken.
Broken heart.
He wasn't invited.
Oh, man. Good fucking show. A lot of laughs. Barlos blessed us with his presence. Fucking bitch.
I got it, bro. I know. At least once a month.
We were talking shit last week. We're like,
of course
we're
you
like,
were.
We're like, man, all of a sudden, he has a mother.
Yeah, she's still fucking here, man.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
you can't
what?
Get rid of her?
She's fucking driving me crazy, bro.
Oh, she's staying with you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, shit. Yeah, well, that's for another show.
Well, I know. We'll talk about my traumatic experience with my mother.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah. I try to be good.
You're a good son.
But as soon as she starts talking, it's like, God. Go back to the motherland.
Just treat her like J-Lo, bro. Just tune her out, man.
Fuck.
Bring her to the next episode.
Damn.
You should, actually. That'd be fun.
Nah. She'll be, nah.
No.
She's not a fun person.
She's going to be like, you hang out with these idiots?
Exactly.
She be roasting all of them.
Yeah. She's like really gay. She's fucking, fucking looking like you're at a campsite and shit.
¿Son sus novios ustedes?
Yeah,
exactly. ¿Son sus novios?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Fucking, man.
Yeah, good fucking show, man. Good times. And, yeah, with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I saw a little movie called Bad Boys for Life.
What?
Actually, not Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys Ride or Die. That's what it was called. They fucked up.
It came out already?
Yeah, it came out this past weekend, man. But they fucked up because this was part 4.
It should have been for life.
And it should have been Bad Boys for Life.
But what are they called?
Oh.
But see, that was part 3.
Part 2, I think.
No, was it part 2?
I think part 2 was Bad Boys for Life.
Okay. Well, because
they didn't realize it was going to go to 4.
Yeah. I know, man.
And nobody was asking for 4.
I know, right?
Or 3.
No, or but 3. Part 3 was fucking amazing. I thought it was amazing.
I've only seen 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You saw it with that Tia Carrera. No, that was not Tia Carrera. That one lady. I forget. I think she's hot, dude. That fucking lady's old now. She still looks pretty good. Mm. I forget her. Tia. Tila? I don't know.
Tequila?
No. Some lady that was in part 1. But yeah, part 4 is out, and it lives up to the hype.
Nice.
And it's kind of like a redemption story for Mr. Will Smith. You know, he did a pretty good job. And
nice.
I think everybody's forgotten the whole fucking slapping incident.
Well, now that anymore, you just brought it up.
I was about to forget, and now like, oh, yeah, he did slap him.
Like, I heard Messi is in the movie.
No, I don't think he is.
Messi.
No.
That's in a commercial.
Oh,
it's a commercial.
Oh, it's a commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's like an NBA Finals commercial.
Oh, I thought it was part of the movie. Okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of callbacks, and you guys will really enjoy it. If you saw part 1 and you saw part 2, you guys will love this one too.
Yeah, but they were like fucking 20 years ago.
I know. Just watch it right before you go. And
that's
I think
too much
like
black,
bro.
Oh, yeah. Martin Lawrence looks like he gained weight.
It looks like he's dealing with some sort of health issue.
Yeah. He is dealing. There's something that slowed him down a bit. He might have had a stroke or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, shit.
Because he looks like as if there's something a little bit off. Like when he's in interviews during the movie. He started off strong, and then you can kind of tell that there was something there. But but otherwise,
they're like turn around.
But otherwise, great movie, you guys. If you guys can have a chance to check it out, it's in theaters. Check it out in this thing called D-Box, which is basically the fucking speakers right under your chair, and your chair moves whenever there's action. Mm-hmm. So it's fucking awesome.
Where'd you watch it at?
It's worth it. Cinemark or whatever.
Oh, they have that shit there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right.
So
check
it out.
Cool. I'll try it out.
All right.
And I should have watched Dune 2 on that shit then.
Yeah, you should have, man. It's fucking awesome.
We might go watch a movie with the kids on school break, right? On summer break.
Dude, movie? Tuesdays, $5.
Oh, nice. Yeah, next Tuesday. We'll do it next Tuesday.
Yeah. So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. Pinche podcast, hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast. Está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Hasta felas. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en la...